Mayors from Seattle, Philadelphia, Albuquerque, Oakland, and Portland slammed the Trump administration's use of unrequested federal law enforcement. Just a week after a strongly worded statement by the United States Conference on Mayors opposing the administration's move, the Democratic city leaders say it should not happen again. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin characterizes federal involvement as unprecedented and in conflict with constitutional state rights.
Public safety is left primarily to local and state officials under our Constitution. It is unprecedented for a federal government to send federal forces in to deal with public safety issues, not only not with collaboration with local law enforcement, but over the objections or without them knowing. And we saw how in Portland, every night that has escalated the violence in the Portland streets. It also spilled over to Seattle that after that kind of direction, the violence in Seattle escalated as well.
Mayors are demanding, before agents be deployed in a city in the future, the feds follow Department of Justice protocol and initiate intel sharing with local and state agencies. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler says his office was left in the dark about what the agents were doing and what their mission was, causing confusion and chaos. It also led to tension between local government and agents. After public backlash and legal challenges to troop deployment, they were withdrawn from Seattle and have been scheduled to retreat from Portland. Wheeler, who was tear-gassed during the demonstration last week, welcomes the withdrawal.
I'm pleased that we've reclaimed Portland, or will soon. I'm going to continue to stand with other mayors, and we will continue to fight this occupation until these forces are gone from every city. And in the meantime, we would do well to remember that this movement is not about the legal right of federal law enforcement to operate in our cities. It's about the urgent and necessary work of criminal justice, racial justice, and policing reform.
Tensions remain between the Democratic cities and Trump administration. Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Chad Wolf has referred to demonstrators as criminals and has reprimanded city and state law enforcement as being ineffective in protecting federal properties. Agents have put up a fence around the federal courthouse in Portland without any city notice. Because the fence is blocking a bike lane, Portland is now fining the DHS each day the fence remains up. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin says the troop deployment is a politicized effort to promote the Trump administration's law and order campaign ahead of the November election.
Law enforcement should not be a political issue. Law enforcement, there are not Republican or Democrat victims. There are only Americans that become victims. And so law enforcement should never be political. When it becomes politicized, that really is a step short of martial law, to use federal law enforcement for political purposes, which is why we are all resisting that.
President Trump has also deployed federal troops to Cleveland, Ohio, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Detroit, Milwaukee, Chicago, and Kansas City, Missouri. I'm Noah Litwer, reporting from Oakland, California.